With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In New York, the defense resting its case in Donald Trump's criminal trial. The conclusion of witness testimony brings the trial one step closer to closing arguments, which will take place next week. Jurors have been sent home and will not return until next Tuesday. The Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen claim they've shot down an American drone over the country on the Arabian Peninsula. The U.S. military acknowledges the reports but does not comment. If confirmed, it would be the second MQ-9 Reaper drone that has been downed by the Houthis just over the past week. On Wall Street, stocks have been drifting around their record levels. The Dow is ahead 5 points. The NASDAQ is up 1 point. This is SRN News.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The calendar says May, but we are easing into some summertime heat. Still not too humid, though. Lots of sunshine. High temperature, 88 to 90 today. Mostly clear tonight. Overnight low in the mid-60s. I think we'll be near 90 tomorrow and Thursday with more sun. Then risk of some widely scattered pop-up random storms here and there. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Pretty typical Memorial Day weekend weather with high temperatures in the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. 20-year-old Michael Lamar Johnson was arrested over the weekend in connection to the shooting that left Montgomery woman Amy Dix paralyzed. Central Alabama Crime Stoppers credited an anonymous tip with helping law enforcement find Johnson. The person responsible for the tip will earn a $15,000 reward. Elmore County Public Schools officials are releasing photos of damage at Wetumpka High School to show that the incident was more than just a senior prank. The school system says the vandalism caused more than $10,000 in damages. The students involved are not being allowed to participate in senior activities. One person was injured in a Monday afternoon house fire in Montgomery. Fire rescue units responded to the fire around 2 p.m. in the 600 block of Cleveland Court. An 82-year-old woman was treated for smoke inhalation at the scene and taken to the emergency room. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. For Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
After damning politicians uphill and down Dale for many years, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels. I sometimes suspected, like everyone else, I often expect too much.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. I know so many of y'all out there listening were disappointed when the interview with the Katie Britton, Ted Cruz wouldn't play, but I found like five or six more of them on Twitter, so we might have to...
Lucky day.
Wait, no, you're not excited to see the media tour? Now, do you want to see them on Fox News or Bloomberg or...
Take your pick.
Oh, wait!
I would rather see them in the studio. That's where I'd rather see them.
Let's, instead of talking about all that stupid political crap, talk to, that voice you just heard here in the studio, Madeline Cannon from Alabama Home Mortgage. How you doing, Madeline?
Doing good. Hey, guys.
Good to see you, Madeline.
I'm no Katie Britt, but...
You're much better.
Oh, my.
For so many reasons.
Moving right along.
So I was just asking you off air that, you know, I use these free... like Nerd Wallet, and some of the credit cards I have, their apps, you know, have these free credit tracking reports.
Sure.
And I've always thought, oh, it's kind of a good benchmark to know what direction I'm going in, but I never really trusted the score, but I didn't know. So what is the deal? How do I, you know, with these free credit reports and people pull up, how accurate are these things?
Yeah, that's something we talk to a lot of people about, because part of the pre-approval process is your credit score. And we have to pull a tri-merge credit report. So that means we see all three scores with Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. Okay. Then we're required to take the numerical middle score. So we don't favor one bureau over the other. So to put some numbers to it, let's say you've got a 640, a 650, a 660. We use that 650 score to get you qualified.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Now, back to your question about credit monitoring services. Most of them are free. So you've got Credit Karma, Credit Sesame. What was the one you mentioned?
Nerd Wallet.
You get what you pay for. You know, I tell people to hang out on the trajectory. Mm-hmm. I use Credit Karma. I think it's a great thing to use because you can keep up with the balances that are reporting, make sure that there's nothing inaccurate reporting in your name, make sure that people aren't fraudulently opening accounts in your name. So I think it's a great monitoring tool, mm-hmm. but the score itself, it's just all over the board.
Yeah, I'm seeing it. I'm looking at my NerdWallet one now. I think it's powered by TransUnion. Does mm-hmm. that ring a bell?
Yeah, so yeah. TransUnion, Equifax, Experian, three different credit bureaus. They're actually regional. Okay. Not to get too much in the weeds here, but financial institutions are actually not required to report to the credit bureau. Now, the major ones do, and there's a cost associated with doing it. So a lot of like the smaller local credit unions, for example, mm-hmm. will only report to one or two of the three.
Okay.
All right. And so that's why you'll see some variance in score, because you may have a lot of trade lines that report to Equifax mm-hmm. and Experian and nothing to TransUnion, or very little to TransUnion.
So if TransUnion's saying I'm at 750 something, it could be higher, could be lower based on what y'all could actually pull up if I was, say, looking into buying a home.
That's right. It's a forecasted score. So the only way to truly know what your credit score is to have a financial institution like Alabama Home Mortgage pull a credit report.
Okay.
Now, Equifax is headquartered in Atlanta. So most financial institutions, if they're going to report in the Southeast, they're going to report to Equifax. So we have found through our experience that most people's numerical middle scores for qualifying for a mortgage is typically Equifax, because it has the most data.
Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense to me. Now, what sort of score should somebody be prepared to have if they are looking to buy in this market?
I got a 475, and I'm looking to buy about a $3.2 million place. What can you do for me?
Not much.
Are you the U.S. government?
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. The government's the only one that can get away with not paying their obligations and still borrow money, right?
Exactly.
Well, for us at Alabama Home Mortgage, and this is not going to be the same across the board. Every institution's going to have their own credit guidelines, but our minimum credit score requirement is a 620.
Okay.
Now, obviously, the higher the score, the better the terms.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you, are there certain benchmarks built in? Like, if I'm coming in at 700, do I automatically get a better rate than I would if I was at 620?
Yes.
So it steadily goes up that way?
Yes. So credit scores are banded. Mm-hmm. So you go from 620 to 639 is one band, 640 to 669, 670. So it's banded that way. The higher your score, the better the terms of your rate. Now, obviously, there's some other things that can help with rate as far as your loan to value. If you're putting more money down, that can help too. But it doesn't offset the credit score requirement. Have to have a 620 regardless of whether or not you're putting the minimum down or 20% down.
Okay. Well, and I'm already seeing, like, I'm jumping to different, credit card apps. I have, and one's Experian. Yeah, they're all different scores.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you actually have to sit down, be serious about this. Say somebody's score does come back and it's not so great. Can y'all give them tips on how to get in the right territory?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's fairly common, right? And a lot of first-time home buyers, they may have very little credit established or no credit at all.
Right,
and so
right.
We're happy to walk you through that. Or maybe somebody that's come off of a bankruptcy or had a foreclosure in the past and they're not quite sure what they need to do to get themselves reestablished. If you're not at 620, we don't want you to be discouraged. Call us. It's never too soon to get started. If you think you want to buy something here in the next year, let's go ahead and pull credit, get a baseline, and come up with a game plan to get you there.
Let's add another factor that might add a little complexity. How does this affect veterans? How does it affect VA loans?
Yeah, so that's still going to be a 620 requirement.
Okay.
Now, I know for big purchases like an auto loan, sometimes if you don't quite meet the credit requirement, you can have a cosigner,
right?
That's real common. Now, on mortgages, that's not the case. You both independently have to qualify. The only reason you would have a co-borrower would be to add income to the application, not to offset credit.
Not credit, but just income.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. Yeah, and this is a lot of the stuff I think people don't know unless they've actually gone through the process.
Sure.
And there might even be people who went through the process and they still really know what happened.
That's right. And I tell people sometimes you may qualify with a 620, but it could be some small little thing on that credit report. Like I could tell you to pay down that credit card a couple $100s,
right.
And now our score goes from 620 to 680, and now we're talking about half a percentage point savings in rate.
Utilization is a huge part of your score.
Yeah, so we can talk about what goes into credit score. So payment history, so have we made timely payments, depth of credit, how long have we had credit open?
Sure.
Types of credit accounts. So do we have a history of installment loans like auto, student loans, mortgages, but do we also have revolving, which is a credit card where we pay off and charge, you know, month over month? What am I missing? Oh, utilization. You mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much do we owe versus the credit that's extended to us? And a lot of people are real quick to pay off a credit card and close it.
Right.
And that's wrong, wrong, wrong.
Oh, tell me why.
Okay. Pay it off, great, but do not close that account. If you can't help yourself, file that credit card away, put it in the safe, shred it, whatever you need to do, but keep that account open. Because let's put an example to it. Let's say you've got two credit cards with limits of $1,000 a piece. So you've got $2,000 of credit available to you, okay? And we owe, for easy math, let's say we owe $500 on each of them.
Okay
so now we're at what? I said 2,000 was our limit. Is that right? And so we owe 1,000. So we're at 50% utilization.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And we pay one of them off and we close it. Okay. So now we still just owe $500 and we have a $1,000 limit. Now we're at 50% utilization.
Yep, right.
So I think I already said 50%. Anyway,
so
you did the
point.
You
don't get the duration, number one, because you just closed one. And so the number of accounts and how long they've been open. And you didn't affect your utilization at all, even though you just paid
it worse.
All.
Actually, you went to 50% utilization, and you only have one.
You didn't charge anything else. You actually paid down an account, but because you closed it, you have less credit available to you. Therefore, your utilization went up.
Yeah, and I think there are a lot of folks who go through grade school, high school, even college, and they don't learn this game.
You know why? They don't teach it in school,
Joey. Definitely. They should have some kind of financial literacy.
Yeah. No doubt.
I mean, I've never used the Pythagorean theorem, the quadratic formula. I mean, but I think, you know, learning how to budget.
Yep.
attain a credit score. Yeah.
Well, and I'll admit, I was late to the game. I was very late. In fact, I called Alabama Home Mortgage. I talked to Kim because she kept saying, "Joey, come, let's see, get you in a home." And she goes, "Oh, you have no credit." I'm like, "Yeah, I know. Like, I pay for cash and everything." And I
silly, just, silly man.
And so it's been a several-year process where now I'm pretty certain mine's in good to excellent range, and I'm doing all right. And so that made me curious about what, when you're looking to actually get a mortgage, what sort of score they're looking for. So I think I'm in the right range now.
That's awesome. And there are a lot of financial gurus that encourage people not to have credit.
Yeah. I can't stand them.
Dave Ramsey is one of them that is very much a proponent of having no credit score, even encourages people to close everything, leave it closed so that they don't have a credit score when they go to apply for a mortgage.
How's that work for you?
Well, you can qualify for what's called a manual underwrite.
Okay.
Which means that it's not traditional financing because they don't have anything to look at from a credit history perspective, and you're paying a much higher interest rate.
But I've got all this income, so I could still qualify for that.
You can qualify for it, but you're getting, you know, a different type of rate market because it's a non-qualified.
Non-traditional?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So I would encourage you, instead of paying everything off and eliminating any kind of credit history, use credit to your benefit. You can have credit without being in debt.
Oh, absolutely.
That's where things get, you know, sideways. Mm-hmm. Is people think that, oh, if I have credit, that means I have debt. No, I'm not encouraging you to open a credit card, run it up more than you can pay off every month, right? I tell people, let's open a credit card, charge gas, grocery, whatever, things that you're going to swipe a debit card for anyway. Don't charge any more than you can pay off at the end of the month, and make your money work for you, because you're going to get to a point at some point, whether it's a house or something else, that it's going to cost more than you've got cash on hand, and then what do you do?
Right. Well, and that's exactly what I've done. I do most of my everyday spending on a credit card that I don't even wait till the next month. I pay it off every time I get paid, for the most part. And the beautiful thing is, you do that long enough, they'll give you a higher credit limit. So it's easier to have a lower utilization.
That's right. It all goes hand in hand.
Yep. Yeah. So it's, and it's also, I think, good way to protect yourself, because you can deal with a credit card company, be like, hey, this is a fraudulent charge. Somebody got this, as opposed to somebody gets your debit card.
That's right. You use that debit card at the local gas pump and it's got a skimmer on it. And all of a sudden your, you know, $50 gas bill becomes $5,000. You know, you're going to get that money back, right? But it's going to take a lot more time to make you whole going through the bank, right? And in the meantime, what do? Right?
Oh, yeah.
Versus a credit card, you know, you don't have to worry about them wiping out your account.
Right.
Well, and this is crucial in this market, folks. And, you know, take this conversation as just a great example of how easy it is to work with Alabama Home Mortgage, is what I would say. That Kim and Madeline here will sit down, get to know you, understand your goals, and then be like, okay, here's the steps we need to take. Here's the best possible deal we can get you. So y'all's number is still 567-4223?
We're still there, 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
There is a difference in mortgage companies. Let Kim and Madeline prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender. Do you want to hang out?
Yeah.
Cool.
Y'all want me to hang out?
You say you're excited about this Katie Britt Ted Cruz clip I finally found. Do we want to go with Fox News or Bloomberg?
Fox.
Or maybe Newsmax?
Yeah, I go with Fox.
Fox?
Yeah.
But I don't want to listen to Brian kill me.
That's the whole reason I want to go with Fox.
Goodness gracious.
Got your brother on there,
man. Well, let's hit this break. We'll come back with that.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property, or turning your current home into a rental, is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
You know how they say don't read the comment section?
I learned that the hard way, Joey.
And, well, I mean, that... I mean, our comment section is usually fun. It's like some, like, you know, comment about how fat we are or something.
Yes,
like,
no,
or like our fashion choices or whatever it is.
It hurts my feelings every day.
It does?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not talking about our own comments. That is a good rule of thumb. Don't read your own comments. But can you imagine being like, you just hit the national stage? Like, you did a big, like, especially if you're like, cannonball and you end up doing a belly flop.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then people are like, dadgum, that was a pretty impressive belly flop, though. So the other side, who doesn't want you to do well, is like, ooh. Anyway, I was looking up Senator Britt and Senator Cruz, this interview with Brian. Kill me, kill me, kill me.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the comments about, especially Senator Britt, I'm like, oh my goodness.
Dude, the comments on ours, when we had Senator Britt on the show, there were some very nice people.
And it's mostly from women.
Did you notice?
I don't know what the deal is there.
Yeah.
I'm like, my goodness. Talk about it. You know, we had that cat fight in Congress. Wow. Anyway, here
that
is...
That was embarrassing.
Wait, what did you think of that?
That was awful. I'm like, what am I watching? This cannot be the U.S. Congress.
Oh, girl. Baby girl. I'm not...
Your eyelashes are too long. With your butch body.
Bad built butch body.
Yeah. It was like we were on the playground or something.
By the way, butch was one of Jack Campbell's favorite words.
Like, oh, no doubt.
Look at that butch woman over there. And then the woman would walk over and he'd be like, how you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, I'm Jack. But here is Kilmeade. Talking to both Cruz and Britt, this is about this IVF bill. And seriously, Media Tour, we could have taken our pick.
Yeah.
Newsmax, Bloomberg, they were all over. Megyn Kelly, they were all over the place. But here's Kilmeade.
IVF procedures at the federal level. Let's welcome GOP Senators Ted Cruz and Senator Katie Britt. Welcome to both of you. Senator Britt, first off to you, why is IVF front and center? It's because of Alabama, correct?
Absolutely. And listen, what we want to do is the left is fear-mongering, saying that we are not going to protect IVF. IVF is protected, and Senator Cruz and I are going to make sure it continues to be protective. It is pro-life, it's pro-family, it's pro-woman, and I believe that we're the party of families, and we want to help people who are struggling with infertility, who want to see the miracle of life, help them achieve that, and this is going to do that.
So what's it going to do, Senator?
Well, IVF is amazing technology. 2% of all live births in America come from IVF. We have roughly 200 babies a day being born in the United States from IVF. 8 million babies have been born using IVF worldwide.
Wow.
What Katie and I have done is we've introduced straightforward federal legislation to protect IVF, to create a federal right to IVF, which means that no state can ban it. This is an issue that has overwhelming
100 senators.
It should easily be 100-0. Every senator says they support IVF. This should be an example where, look, there are issues we're going to disagree on, but we should be able to come together 100-0 and say we stand with the ability of parents who want to love their kids to bring those children into the world.
But Senator Britt, in Alabama, this is what brought this whole thing.
Well, hold on, Kilmeade, because I got something to say.
Yeah?
There are a lot of very pro-life people that are a little upset by this.
Okay.
In the sense that, what's the classic argument you hear from the pro-life? When does life begin, right, boys and girls?
at conception.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're conceiving of human life in the lab, then you're just putting it on ice. And also you know that the procedure you're setting up, a lot of these embryos will die, will not take. How moral is that? I guess no senator is like a true devout Roman Catholic, because it's pretty verboten, according to Catholic doctrine, to do this sort of thing. I checked with my uncle. I'm like, really? It's a real thing? So I think there are a lot of folks in the pro-life movement saying, wait, I thought the whole point is that we don't play God. We don't actually mess around with human life in this way, and or treat it in a way that can be easily disposed of.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are some pretty, even if what Cruz and Britt are putting out there passes, and I think it should pass, it will pass, you still have all these outstanding, unresolved moral questions. There are, what, thousands of, I don't know the exact number, let's just call it thousands, maybe millions of frozen embryos.
Oh, sure, millions.
Currently stored.
Yep.
What are you going to do with those? Mm-hmm. And long before the court here in Alabama, the Supreme Court in Alabama made a decision on this, this was an ethical dilemma.
Yeah.
A lot of people in the IVF industry were talking about.
Nobody wants
what are
to
we
going to
do
loud
with this?
Yeah.
And these, by the way, even if you give liability protections, I think that's what this bill does, on a national basis, what the state of Alabama ended up doing after that court case, you still have questions of, okay, what happens when you can genetically engineer what your child will look like? You can genetically engineer a lot of stuff about mm-hmm. your child. Some people would say, well, you could stop chronic disease.
Yeah, they have genetic counselors now.
Exactly.
So.
Right. But then other folks are like, yeah, but then are we treating children like, you know, boutique items that we get to customize to our heart's desire? Not to mention down the road, I wonder if, say, the United States or China are maybe engaging in genetic engineering for things like super soldiers. Like, you're literally in the world of Captain America now. It's one thing to go, this is an 86% support issue. 86% of Americans support access to IVF for people who are having trouble to have children.
I understand
and
that.
And I understand,
yeah,
that,
totally understand
that support.
That.
I have friends who are going through the process right now. But let's not kid ourselves that the ethical questions are going to go away anytime soon. Because this technology is just as, if not more powerful than when we were able to start splitting atoms and started dropping bombs using that tech. I think it could get to that point. So let's, you know, be serious. Anyway, ask your question to Senator Britt Kilmeade.
Up, they voted to ban it, and now where is it at?
Yeah, so obviously there was judicial interpretation that caused a chill in the state, but the Alabama legislature, that has been named the most conservative legislature in the nation, quickly acted to
Hold
make
on.
Sure that we affirmatively...
Hold on, sorry, Senator Britt. Who called the Alabama legislature the most, who named them the most conservative legislature in all the land?
She did.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh,
kind of what I'm thinking too.
I guess I'll defer to Katie then.
They protected IVF and that procedure in the state. So those clinics are back open. That's moving forward. Just to make sure IVF is available in every state across the nation. Ted and I want to make sure that it stays that way. We want to speak with one voice, get rid of the fear mongering, any anxiety that parents have as they're trying to bring new life into this world. We want to take that away. And we believe this should be bipartisan.
What's interesting is I watched the Pope last night with Norah O'Donnell, and he is not for this. How do you feel about that?
Well, look, I think that's a moral decision any person can make, and that's a decision they can make according to their faith and according to their understanding of God's teachings. But as a matter of law, this should be a choice that is available for parents, because it is profoundly pro-family. It enables it. IVF enables. I have a lot of friends. I'm sure you do too. That it is how they are parents, and they love their children. They want to raise their children. They want to be incredible moms and dads. And there are issues on abortion that we can disagree on. Katie and I are both strongly pro-life, but that is a very, very different issue from the issue about whether parents should be able to affirmatively choose, we want to have a child and take right. advantage of medical technology to help them do that.
And I don't know if we put the full screen up when I was reading, but it's abortion. 15% say it's a deal breaker, 14 say the economy, and 14 say border security. So they're all high up here. Mm. For those people who say that in states that want to keep it at 0 weeks, they're looking to register pregnant women. What do you say to that? Because some Democrats are putting that out there.
Absolutely not. It is false, and that is fear-mongering from the left. They know that we are the party of families. Republicans are the party of moms, the party of children, the party of life. And we're going to keep marching that forward. Unfortunately, you see the left trying to kind of create stuff that isn't there. And unfortunately, this is one of them. We were never going to have a registry of pregnant women ever. Hear me that now. We've had multiple fact checks that have said that that is just blatantly false. It is more from the left trying to create a toxic environment because they know that they're actually the radical ones on abortion. They're the ones that want to take a child's life up to the moment the child is born.
Senator, will this be an issue in Texas as you try to get six more years in your seat?
Well, sure. Look, Texans are very concerned about protecting IVF. And what Katie said is really important. It's what the Democrats are doing. Their position on abortion is really extreme. Every single Democrat in the Senate supports unlimited abortion up until the moment of birth, partial birth abortion at 40 weeks. That is extreme. 9% of Americans agree with that. 91% of Americans say that's too much. And so what a lot of Democrats are trying to do is change the topic. They don't want to defend their extreme position on abortion. So instead they suggest, well, somebody's going to take away IVF. Let me be clear. Every single senator, Republican and Democrat, right, that I know of supports IVF. But Katie and I introduced this legislation to say, look, don't deceive people. Don't mislead them.
Right.
We'll make it clear. We'll put it in federal law. We will protect your right to IVF right, so that no state, no local government can get in the way. And it lets Democrats decide, are you willing to actually stand up and protect this right, or do you just want to use it as a political issue?
There you go, folks. No, it sounds like we heard that before. Oh, yeah, Rubio was saying that on the weekend. It's almost like the Republicans, especially the senators, have put together some messaging discipline and actually how to talk about this issue heading into November. It is it's a weird time, but I think it's good because this idea that we had Roe v. Wade for generations, and when he looked at the logic of those rulings, it really didn't hold up to scrutiny. So now that it is kicked back to the states, kicked back to legislatures in the respective states, and also kicked back to the legislature, the Congress here in the United States, this is, well, for lack of a better word, what democracy looks like. But there is going to be a lot of lying and exaggeration, I'll put it that way.
That's what democracy looks like sometimes, Joey.
Right.
Yeah.
I get hung up every time they talk about aborting babies at 40 weeks.
It's nuts.
When I hear the fact that abortion is available on demand up to and childbirth, yeah, including childbirth.
I mean, I have two boys that were born at 38 weeks and were obviously full-grown babies.
I can't wrap my head around that.
Yeah.
For the life of me, I can't.
Now, and the fact is most abortions happen before 21 weeks, right, I believe. Like, the vast majority of them. I mean, something like 99%.
But even so, there are babies that live in the NICU, yeah, that were born before, right, then.
Oh, yeah.
So this whole viability argument, I never understood, because even if you had a full-term baby, a 40-week baby that's born, if you don't feed them, mm-hmm, and take care of them, they're not viable either.
Right.
So at what point, like, is it, I guess it's okay, you can kill them until they're three? You know, because exactly, they can't, I mean, take care of themselves.
Have you seen Eddie in the morning? He's not that viable.
I'm all right after my third cup of coffee. Well,
after all the NyQuil goes away.
My 10-month-old is still wholly dependent on me, you know?
But that's something I honestly don't get. And being in the little world, or the little bit of a world of adoption I was in, I can't believe that that's not more of a viable option for people. I don't, especially the abortion up into and upon delivery. I don't get that. How can anyone, doctor included, be a part of that? I don't get it.
Well, and when you look at polling, when you get down to, like, what should the cutoff be, right, left, Democrat, Republican, if you're going to, there's, number one, the pro-life position, never, like the laws we have, right, here in Alabama.
Right.
But if you say, look at people around the vast, you know, swaths of this country, even people who are Democrats are saying 21 weeks. People are saying 15 weeks. So, like, there is something, speaking to people's common sense and conscience, that they start to realize, oh, I really am killing a child that could have this life that, how dare we say what life they're going to have, what, right, potential they might have. So, but the only way you're going to get through this is through pretty hardcore discussions, yeah, about it going forward. And I think also letting the states decide, because the states are, especially when he's getting to different regional areas at this point, we're almost like different countries.
Well, I don't want national policy on this, because I think it'll just lead to more fighting all the way around.
Right. Let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
Hola.
Hey, what up, Eric, dog? How you doing?
Doing all right. I apologize in advance, Madeline, for nothing. But y'all were talking about that just now, the being born and where to draw lines and all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I saw this short that what is his name? Ben Shapiro did, talking about, you know, any of those lines that they want to draw, you could draw them to adults too. Heartbeat. There's people who wouldn't have a heartbeat except for this pacemaker in their chest.
It's true.
Yeah. People, what's the other one that they like to use? Cognitive ability, brain waves. There's people right now in a coma.
Brain activity.
There's people that we, brain activity. So the only way to actually draw a convincing line that stands up to both sides of the argument is conception. I thought that was pretty succinct, and he's pretty smart, so.
And yet, though, there are a lot of pro-life people, for instance, that some might want to get rid of it, but the morning after pill is still available in Alabama, and IVF, which a lot of embryos end up destroyed in that process, is still licit, and you just heard two pro-life senators pushing protection for IVF, so the lines get blurry any way you go.
Well, I thought the morning after pill was to get rid of the hangover, but what do I know?
You got to stop taking those.
Yeah. Not for you, Eric.
Is that why?
Not for you.
Yeah, that's why they lock them up at Walgreens now, because men
like you.
Well, I thought if I had a beard and went in, I don't have a beard, but if I went in there with a beard and a dress, they were going to have to give me an abortion, and I wasn't leaving until I got one. They didn't think that was funny, but, you know, hey. The other thing is, you know, they sit there and said that those guys, the Democrats, are fear-mongering about this abortion and somebody wants to take away IVF. Mm-hmm. I got bad news for them, and this is kind of how we need to look at ourselves, in my Eric's opinion. They're fear-mongering about something that nobody's arguing with them about. They're trying to pass a law, I mean, that you can have IVF. I don't know if anybody knows this or not, but they had IVF to begin with. There's obviously statutes that permit that type of activity to go on. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't care one way or the other. I don't have a personal... It doesn't matter to me. I believe in personal autonomy and personal responsibility. So if you can do it, you're not hurting anybody. It's all those moral questions, it's not up to us to discern somebody's individual morals. We have things in society that you ain't supposed to do that we're turning on their head right now as we speak. When I was growing up, if you were a dude with a beard walking around in a skirt and you didn't get heckled, you were probably on an island by yourself. And now that's wrong.
Right, right.
I guess.
It's not the 90s anymore, big boy.
Yep.
Well, you know, you can hope. Not really. We're just as guilty of everything the Democrats say that we say the Democrats are guilty of. We do just as much fear-mongering as they do. And my whole point is leave it to the states. Let the states duke it out. Keep your federal government hands in your friggin' pockets, out of mine, out of my business, out of my house, out of my bedroom. Leave me alone. Go be a mom, the best mom you can be or the best dad you can be, and leave me and my house and my community alone. Stop taking all my money. Stop making up arbitrary laws to get your names in front of people because you want to be something bigger one day. I'm just sick of them, man. They're two-faced. Like, I'm tired of them. I'm being nice. Say something funny, Eddie.
Ah, got nothing.
Well, we've only had one comment from YouTube today from Pepper, and it says, "What cruise ship are you captaining for Eddie?"
I think he's pretty damn funny, don't he?
He is.
Is that a jab at your fishing shirt?
Yeah. I'll tell you what I'm captain. Team America, baby. Look at that.
You captain, know, actually,
Team America.
We couldn't see it because you just saw the back of the chair. So why don't you stand up and...
I don't know if I can operate the camera.
Oh, right there. Yeah, okay. I got to tell you, Eddie, Charlie Daniels would not be. This ain't no rag, it's flag.
That's right.
All right? So that's a print, not an actual flag. So
yeah,
you
it's
get
print.
A pass.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very much so a print.
Get, but that, get Eddie a captain's hat and one of those pipes.
A real captain doesn't have to wear a hat. People look at him and realize he's the captain. Usually because he's driving the boat.
Well, if you're not behind the wheel of a boat, then how are we supposed to know, Eddie?
Just look at me. I look like a captain. Thank you.
I want to let you have that because I'm trying to be nice and Madeline's in there. So I'm gonna let you go with that one.
All right.
I love y'all.
See you, homeboy.
Bye, Eric. Let's go to line three. You're on there. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? You're on there.
Oh, gosh. I didn't hear any kind of beep. That's the cleanest transition I've ever heard on radio. Joey, not even a click.
I'm just that good.
Gosh, man.
You don't even notice the click.
That Neuralink works pretty damn good, doesn't it, Joey?
Hmm?
The Neuralink must be working very well.
First I was like, are we going to fight? Okay.
Boy, speaking of Elon Musk, I've been reading up on the stuff he's got to get done before we land on the moon. The boy's got a lot to do. I'm amazed at how much they have put in his hands to get to the moon. And he's moving ahead fast, man. You know that.
Right.
I do believe that the Starship lifts off again in 2 weeks. Now, I know, let me get back on topic. In a way, that's one thing that was so great about Ben Carson, you know, who was very much a champion for babies staying alive. And, you know, the first man to do Siamese twins separated at the head, I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
A genius, and he made some great statements about abortion. He said, we can keep a child alive. We can save the child. What's the point in aborting these fetuses? Now, one thing that's not required is a man's signature. Consider the child would not be there without the man. I think the man is left out of it altogether. You understand where I'm coming from?
Yes, I do.
Yep.
I don't think it should be legal without a man, without the other partner's signature. And that may sound really crazy and obtuse, but in a way, it's really justified, don't you think?
Yeah, but how do you know who the other party is? I mean, there could be a lot of don't know them, can't find them, that type of situation.
Eddie, in most cases, it's very rare you got a case where the woman don't know who the daddy is. That may be outside normal, buddy. We're talking.
Yeah. No, maybe outside your normal, but not outside just don't life, buddy.
Yeah, some of these ladies ain't loyal.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Isn't that a song?
I've been around a long time. I've been in rock and roll music business and all that. Yeah, I've seen a lot of women with a lot of parts in span. Y'all too young to hear about all the stuff I heard. But I just feel that is one thing. And, of course, we have lost all morality with all this, all the trans stuff and all that. Again, only place that exists is in the Western world. I can't figure out why we've drank the Kool-Aid so much. But it's a serious problem in the Western world. I don't know. That's probably going to go on for a while longer, don't you reckon, gentlemen?
That's my answer.
Yeah. And because they have not changed title, they have now included trans people and all that community in Title IX, haven't they?
Yep, there's going to be a big legal fight over that, though, for certain.
Oh, I hope so. Boy. Thank goodness for the Olympics. I think that seems to be mostly normal people. I don't see the trans people in the Olympics yet. Have you heard any of that going on?
I haven't checked that. I know we've got the Summer Olympics coming up right in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Oh, man. That's going to be... Did you see Simone Biles in her competition last Saturday? This
no.
little woman. God, I ain't never seen nobody tumble so high in my life. These athletes are superhuman.
Yeah.
That's why get so inspired watching them.
Reminds me of a Boy George song. Appreciate it, Red Top.
See you guys. Roll Tide, go Trump.
Yeah.
You like that song, right, Eddie?
Which
tumble for?
Oh, yeah. I love that song.
Yeah.
One of my favorite songs.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of catchy. You can dance to it.
Yeah, it is.
But back in the day, couldn't really get seen singing that too much.
Why?
People would kind of frown on you.
Oh.
Think you're kind of funny, not funny, ha-ha.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's called homophobia.
Yeah, well, back then it was just called Highland Gardens.
What, Capitol Heights. Somebody accused you of being light in your loafers?
No, but I've seen it happen. I don't think I've ever been accused of it, but I've seen it happen.
I just thought of a George Carlin joke that I can't tell on air. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Hi, everybody. The calendar says May, but we are easing into some summertime heat. Still not too humid, though. Lots of sunshine. High temperature 88 to 90 today. Mostly clear tonight. Overnight low in the mid-60s. I think we'll be near 90 tomorrow and Thursday with more sun. Then risk of some widely scattered pop-up random storms here and there. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Pretty typical Memorial Day weekend weather with high temperatures in the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Afternoon, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This part of News and Views brought to you by Pest Pro Services, and their Pest Pro Services, Ashley and that great team, are ready to help you with all your pest control needs. Tis the season for termites and mosquitoes. Yeah, it's nothing to wait about or joke around about either. Have you ever been through a termite swarm, ladies and gentlemen?
Oof.
You ain't going to like it.
Nope.
It's literally the stuff of nightmares. Maybe you got kids or pets, especially dogs out there. They get curious and they look and what's this hill right here? Oh, it's a fire ant.
Not good.
The fire ants love this time of year. So do the mosquitoes.
Yeah, they do.
So whatever your pest control problem is, especially if you have an emergency, like it's a huge wasp nest in the storage shed, or it really is like, ooh, I need to get termite inspection done Pest Pro Services, of course, can help you, but I'd recommend making them your everyday pest control company. Ashley really has put together a great team over the last few years, and they're ready to help you. That number, 265-9990. That's 265-9990. Or you can always go to ppsriverregion.com or just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services. Be sure to tell Ashley and that great team that Joey and Eddie from News and Views in the Afternoon sent you. Love how I say your name with such disdain.
I quit listening to you.
For no good reason.
You had a little pause there. It's like you forgot his name.
I quit listening to Joey like
that man over there.
No, and I love how he's like, I quit listening to you as he's answering my question.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I can listen.
Selective listening.
Yeah, very much so.
I wonder if Ashley and her team have something to handle these cicadas.
Ooh, that's a good question for
them. They got sticks and you can grill them. I've seen a lot of videos of people eating them.
Eating them?
Yes. Yeah.
I saw James Spann posted a video of somebody like frying them up in a pan. Yeah. Isn't that gross?
It was disgusting. They put them on a stick and put it on the grill.
I bet you frying them's probably the best way.
As long as you got a flavored oil.
That's what I mean. Yeah. It's probably like crickets.
Still.
But they're big. At least crickets
meaty
are.
And just,
yeah, at least crickets are little.
Right. Like, crickets, when you fry them, they have a tendency to dry out, so there's nothing there. It's just crisp.
What, you're telling me if you weren't like real hungry, you wouldn't like turn over a log and slurp up a grub?
I hate to say that I would, but I'm not hungry, so I can say no, I would never
do
that.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Hey, guys. How's it going with y'all?
Pretty good.
Good. On your Roe, Wade, pro-life, pro-choice argument, I keep hearing people want to extend the 14th Amendment, which established citizenship and life at birth, not before birth. And as you know, we live in our Constitution is supposed to be secular. It's not religious, a theocracy. This is a constitutional issue, whether you want to extend protection down to when a life is conceived. You're going to change the whole U.S. Constitution to do that. And of course, the Constitution is what the Supreme Court decided it is at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But rationally, I just don't see extending the same rights as a citizen to an unborn baby.
Well, and this is why the court did not answer that equal protection question when they got rid of Roe. It's why they kicked it back to the states. They just got rid of Roe, and that's why that's where we are now.
You know that issue of states' rights, the conflict that this country's gone through over that one issue.
Goodness gracious. No, so we have to have a one-size-fits-all for everything.
No, federalism has worked for this country throughout the years, and the states' rights argument has dwindled, really. So,
to our discredit and our discord, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. But I think pro-life was going to keep this issue alive, and the voters in November will decide.
Well, that's certainly true.
Where they want to go. So, y'all have a good day. Thanks
you too,
for taking
Joe.
My call.
See you, man.
Why don't we just conquer the whole globe then? Actually, don't give them any ideas. I think they would if they could.
Yeah. Don't do that, Joe.
272-9228. Hey, I got another quick break. And I mean quick. It's like 30-something seconds.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The Harriet Two River Boat has the perfect way to start your weekend each Friday with the Spring Dinner Cruise. Enjoy live entertainment as you dine on a delicious, family-friendly dinner. Add your favorite beverage from the cash bar and dance the night away cruising the Alabama River. Get your family together and make it a family tradition. Boarding starts at 6:30 and cruise starts at 7. Book your cruise on the Harriet Two now at funinmontgomery.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice.
News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. I'm Joey. That's Eddie.
What's up, Joe?
That's Madeline.
Hey.
And Madeline made a fantastic point off air, folks. I believe she said something to the effect of, Joey's so over it today. And that's true.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm cooked.
Yeah.
No, I think, you know, you saying I got the fever, the baby fever. Mm-hmm. I got a cold, I think, from the baby.
You got coming on?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not, I don't feel awful. I don't feel right,
just
though.
Feel
I don't
it feel coming? Normal.
Yeah. It's like, but she did sound adorable, though. It sounded like a purring cat when you told her, but she was congested.
Well, congestion.
Yeah. Oh, well. So, yeah, I think, unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, I mean, who knows? Abortion is going to be a big issue in this election. I think Joe's point there is correct. And I think the Democratic Party nationally thinks it's going to be a winning issue for them. We shall see.
Have you noticed that when the economy and everything else has fallen apart, that social issues become the number one issue?
Yeah, that way you don't have to look over here.
That's right.
Look over here.
Smoke and mirrors.
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
Though, I guess abortion is up there because Roe was overturned, and it's about at par with, as we just saw in that Fox clip, with the economy, with inflation, that people are worried about it. So, and in 2022, a lot of people credit that particular issue as why the red wave was, well, more of a trickle.
Well, some of those abortion issues that I personally have problems with, they're ones where they're saying we're going to take military and pay for their abortions to go to the state.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's the most ludicrous crap I've ever heard of in my life. And I don't really get involved with the abortion issue. But when I hear things like that, it's just ridiculous. That's abortion on demand is absolutely ridiculous. And especially at that point of, hey, you're in one state that doesn't provide it, and you're in the military, and now the military is going to give you the benefit to go to another state? No.
Personal responsibility. Well, also, people were stationed in a lot of places all over the world where abortion was not legal.
I understand that.
For a long time.
But they signed that piece of paper that said, hey, I will go wherever you send me, and I will live how you tell me to live. Like it or not, that's part of, again, you got a job, you have responsibilities you agreed to. These people that signed up for student loans and now they're getting them free? Hell no. You signed up for that. What if all of a sudden I said, hey, Madeline, I want my mortgage free? The world would laugh at me.
Well, and I just find, you know, to the question of states' rights and letting very different communities decide for themselves, I think that is an aspect, number one, of freedom. Number two, it creates sort of tensions that allow freedom to breathe as well, the sort of competition over power and the deepest irony is the more we try to nationalize everything under the sun, have a one-size-fits-all, and the federal government ain't gotten much smaller in the last few years.
Oh, heck no.
It's almost like we've become more divided.
100%, Joe.
Yeah, so let's...
Let's keep that going?
Yeah, right.
Working so far, right?
Yeah, it's working just fantastic. 272-9228, if you want to get on the program. Again, that's 272-9228. Let's go to a little bit of military news, and it's from Business Insider. U.S. Navy warships in the Red Sea are fighting off missiles new to combat that are way faster, man, than anything else destroyer captain is saying.
Mm-hmm.
So there are, like, I think carrier groups right there in that part of the world, and apparently U.S. Navy warships operating in the Red Sea have been intercepting deadly ballistic missiles that, again, are way faster than anything else. Anti-ship ballistic missiles are a dangerous weapon that no military had ever faced in combat until recently, when the Houthis, of all folks, started firing them into key Middle Eastern waterways late last year as part of their ongoing attacks on international shipping lanes. Since then, the Iran-backed rebels have fired dozens of anti-ship ballistic missiles into the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden. U.S. warships in the region have intercepted these missiles on numerous occasions, though some of the weapons have struck commercial vessels.
Mm-hmm.
Civilians were killed during an attack in March, for instance. An anti-ship ballistic missile is just faster, way faster than anything else, Commander Jeremy Robertson, captain of the guided missile destroyer USS Kearney, told reporters during a media event on Monday. He said that while the missiles are a challenge, we have certain capabilities to be able to detect stuff like